This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Welcome to the studio. Today we have the pleasure of diving into the world of documentary filmmaking with a special focus on the Doc Edge Film Festival, New Zealand's premier international documentary film festival and the largest documentary film festival in Asia. Since its inception in 2005, the Doc Edge has grown to become an essential platform for documentary storytelling, not only in New Zealand, but also across the Asian Pacific region. Feel free to fact check me at any time.
You are doing a good job.
All right, thanks. As an Academy Award-winning festival, Doc Edge showcases a diverse array of films that push the boundaries of genre and bring powerful real-world stories to the screen. Joining us today is Alex Lee and Rachel Penman, the co-founder and the director of Doc Edge and the general manager producer of the festival. Under their leadership, the festival has expanded to reach and impact, offering year-round industry programs and educational initiatives that support and develop in documentary filmmaking. I'm excited to learn more about the film's about the festival's history, its highlights, and the personal journeys that have brought about this amazing event. So first of all, welcome to Plains FM. Thank you very much for joining me here. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you for having us.
Good. So if you could give me a brief introduction of who you are and what your roles are in the festival, that would be fantastic.
My name is Alex Lee, and I'm the co-founder and director of the Doc Edge organization and the various activities that we run.
Kia ora, I'm Rachel Penman, and I'm the general manager for Doc Edge, and I'm also the festival producer, and we're really pleased to be here in Otatahi, Christchurch, for the first time.
Fantastic. So this is the first time that the festival has been held in Christchurch as well, isn't it?
We have always wanted to spend more time in Christchurch, and I think that the opportunity came about when we were offered the opportunity to be incubated by the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment under their major arts and cultural events. The intention is to incubate Doc Edge so that we can become a leading major event in the Asia Pacific region.
Right. And then, am I correct? So this has been going since 2005, which is like 19 years, isn't it?
We inaugurated the organization in 2004. It took us about a year to get our first edition up, and it was in 2005 that we had our first edition, correct?
Right, and that was mainly in Auckland or in
the first year, it was just in Auckland, and then after the first year, we started moving to Wellington, and we tried the possibility of holding little satellite screenings in different centres around the country as well. I guess what we're doing right now is that we're wanting to call Christchurch our home. Mm. We want to be able to make Christchurch and New Zealand the centre for documentary excellence in the Asia Pacific region.
And why particularly Christchurch?
I think that you have a very forward-thinking city. We love the city. There's a lot of good vibes here. People are very resilient. I think after everything that's happened to Christchurch, mm-hmm. you've shown the ability to rise, as they say, out of the ashes, and you've been able to create something that's quite dynamic. At the same time, you also have city officials, and we are very lucky to be working closely with Christchurch NZ to be able to develop Christchurch, not only as an arts and cultural destination, but as a business sector for the screen industry.
Fantastic. That sounds really amazing. I agree with you. I've been living here for just over 2.5 years, and it really feels like the city is at that stage where it's really blooming at the moment, and I agree fully. So what really drew you to the subject of documentary filmmaking in particular? Why documentaries?
Well, in 2004, there was actually very little support for documentary filmmaking in this country. In fact, even the major broadcasters were not making a lot of documentaries. And the New Zealand Film Commission was just at the early stages of trying to recognize, you know, what type of genres they wanted to support. We wanted to make sure that New Zealand did its best in being able to support the documentary industry right around the world. Wherever you go, whether it's in the States or in Europe, there was a very strong documentary culture. And I think that what drew us specifically to documentary is that documentary is all about life unscripted. It's about an accurate depiction of what life is for people and around the issues that are happening in the world. And we do believe that sometimes, you know, it is important to get the independent lens mm-hmm. on what's happening. And a documentary provides just the real opportunity for these storytellers to tell stories about the community, about subjects and topics that we know a little about, but maybe not enough, yeah. and take it to the wider community so that they can become better informed.
The thing I always find about watching a good documentary is it just sort of, it almost overwhelms me with just the feeling that the world is a big place. You know, we feel the world is becoming quite small, but then you get to focus in on these small but very important bubbles of people's lives and really get to see a beautiful story. And it's such an art to telling these stories as well. And not necessarily massively financial gains one, but it's just something you really have to do out of passion also. And then, So this has been a long journey for you to be working with this, obviously. And then so with this year's festival in particular, are there any sort of favorite films, anything that you're looking forward to in particular?
You're like asking us as parents to choose a child. So we had over 1,500 submissions and we chose 66 films.
Wow.
That means that every film has been thoughtfully curated. We have considered whether or not the film is providing something that we haven't heard. We wanted to make sure films create impact because documentary is all about storytelling with an impact. Mm. It's all about being able to watch a film and then being able to turn around and talk to the person next to you or when you go home or at work the next day and talk about the issues and the topics and the subjects that have been discussed in the film. I think it's a vital way to create dialogue. And the big problem that we have in this world right now is that people are not talking to each other. We become very caught in our own little bubble.
Yes.
And we need to have the communication to create reconciliation. One of the main areas that we are trying to promote this year is that documentaries provide you with truth, it creates impact, and it ultimately ends up in creating opportunities for reconciliation between people that may not even talk to each other.
Yes, yeah. People see that there are people in the world and recognize them as people. That's the great leveler for everything. And that's the big problem, I believe, with this, as you say, the lack of communication is that we don't see people as people. We just see them as a side or an idea, and that's it. So being able to really focus in on people is really important.
And if I could hone in on that, I think the biggest problem in the world right now is that people are making decisions about issues. And for example, they might watch a film or they might hear about a film, but they don't actually take the opportunity to go and watch the film. And I think that you need to actually go into a screening or you need to read a book or you need to watch a program
yes.
before you're actually qualified to actually make a decision to opinionate on a particular topic.
Exactly. Understand the context
exactly.
before you really give a valuable opinion. Yeah. And so what were the sort of like the biggest sort of challenges around setting this festival up?
Choosing?
Challenges of setting the festival.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to say choosing the films is a huge
sorry,
problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's so many films and we have to think about films that are relevant to the New Zealand context, but also films that actually need to be told, films that need to be seen. We also believe that films have an opportunity, as I said, you know, to create dialogue. So, you know, thinking about what the problem areas are and how we can create some additional conversation. Funding is a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
Every film festival, in fact, every not-for-profit organization, every arts organization, we're all suffering because there's a lack of funding. I think that we are obviously the last to get on the bus and the first to be kicked off the bus whenever there is a problem with the economy. I think that people need to realize that actually art and culture actually thrives in the most difficult of situations, in the recession. The most wonderful thing that happened was that artists and storytellers and people that were doing things that were not usually just business related because maybe there wasn't any business to do was actually all in the area of creativity.
Mm.
And it helps to really refresh the soul. Support is really important. I think that one of the things that we do need to recognize is that as a small country, we tend to sometimes be a little bit isolated geographically. And when organizations like DocEdge and any other organization tries to internationalize an event or an opportunity, the wider community must come out and support it because we're trying to bring people to the country.
Mm.
They need to be able to see the Kiwis, our local people, embracing that opportunity. That way they will go home and say, oh my God, you just can't believe how wonderful New Zealand is, and yeah. we need to keep coming back, and we need to keep supporting this country.
Yeah.
And that is essentially a huge area that requires more focus, and you know, hopefully more audiences will be able to come to support a festival, because like a Dock Edge festival is in fact a not-for-profit activity. Mm. And we rely heavily to be able to bring audiences into the cinema so that filmmakers get a chance to tell the story. And through the box office, it helps. Documentary filmmakers are not by any means rich. They are probably the poorest of the poor.
Yeah.
And I think that being able to get people in there to buy tickets will enable the festival to continue. It's not for, lining the pockets of the organizers. It's about creating a legacy that continues across the years.
Yeah. And from your point of view, Rachel?
Yeah, I think, look, absolutely. One of the challenges is to get everybody to understand that there's 66 films that are having their own screening here in Otatahi, Christchurch, and we've got international guests coming in with majority of those films. So we actually have 30 world premieres across our entire program. And so with those world premieres, those filmmakers are coming into Christchurch to see their works on the big screen or in the immersive exhibition for the first time in front of an audience. Mm. So this is a red carpet opportunity. This is an opportunity for the audience to come through and to talk to those directors. And sometimes subjects are also coming in as well. We have the subject with Devi coming through. We also have I Shall Not Hate. The subject and the director are in the country as well. So this is a really important opportunity after the film to actually ask your questions and actually meet these people and find out why and what we're so passionate about making that film for them as well.
Yeah,
and I think that in talking about the subjects, the subject of I Shall Not Hate is a 5-time Nobel Prize nominee. How often do we get someone like that coming to this country? And talking on point about what's happening right now, he's a Palestinian doctor, and he's talking about his views about how the world needs to change and how reconciliation is really important because we cannot continue in a cycle of hate. So yeah. It's really important. How many world premieres are there, Rachel?
So we've got 30 world premieres. This has been a significant challenge in itself, in the fact that we've gone from probably 10 previously to 30. And I think it's so exciting to be able to have that. So what that means is that these films are being seen for the first time ever right here in Otatahi, Christchurch, before they then go to market, go to other festivals, go on screens or cinemas worldwide as well, but we get them here first.
And the reason why that's so important, if I can jump in again, is because world premieres actually provides the festival and the country the opportunity to gain stature within the wider screen world. Films that come here have the opportunity, because we're an Oscar-qualifying film festival, if they get selected into our program, it means that they'll get noticed by other festivals around the world. And if they win a prize at our festival, Best New Zealand Feature or Best New Zealand Short or Best International Feature and Best International Short, they get the opportunity to then qualify for the Oscars. An example would be 20 Days of Mariupol, which is about Ukraine. Mm. It won an award here, and it went on to the Oscars and did extremely well worldwide.
Yeah.
Well, it actually took out the Oscar for Best Documentary last year.
Yeah, that truly is remarkable. So are we? That's one of the questions then. So how do you judge? Like, who is judging? Who is? How do you choose who gets to win the awards?
Yeah. So, look, Dan and Alex and myself work through the 1,500 films along with a team of people to pull those 66 through, and then we pass that on to a jury. So we do have a jury for each of the sections, and they are working really hard at watching all of these films and discussing together and working out what is those Oscar-qualifying films.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, and so what does that actually mean to be Oscar-qualified as well?
Well, I think that every filmmaker has a dream that their film will be seen by the world and be acclaimed for being the best. And I think a lot of people see the Academy Awards as being kind of like the destination. So what it means is that when they are chosen, they get eligible, and they go into the selection process for the top five finalists each year. But it's the there are different ways of qualifying for eligibility, but a lot of it involves them being able to do theatrical screenings right across the east and the west coast of America, and spending huge amounts of money. And independent documentary filmmakers don't have that money. So coming to a film festival that is Oscar qualifying means that when you win and you become Oscar qualifying, you therefore get considered as a possibility of being a finalist.
And from my understanding of it, I had an old family friend whose film was nominated for an Oscar one time, and basically a print of that film gets put in front of every single person that's ever won an Oscar, ever been involved with the Oscars as well. So that must be a huge amount of prestige, like you can't...
Absolutely. There is, in fact, the decision as to who is going to win ultimately lies within the people that are part of the Academy Awards, what they call the alumni and people that have been selected into it. As you say, you know, they're everyone that's possibly won or been acclaimed in some way. They make a decision based on that.
Yeah, which is amazing. I mean, every filmmaker, no matter how much you you're focused on your subject and don't really care about the financial side, we all grew up in that cultural landscape of these giants, and that's a massive thing.
And I just want to point out as well, you know, with our awards, we also have secondary and tertiary school award films as well. Mm. And a couple of years ago, one of the tertiary students, actually, we selected their film for the festival as a short New Zealand film as well. And it was part of the competition and actually took out the best New Zealand short.
Yeah.
So that they then qualified to be considered for the Oscars. So on the what they call the long list, that film was written. So as a tertiary student, they were actually, you know, that's a huge privilege.
Yeah.
And for us, eventually what we would love to have is that film or a New Zealand feature actually be in those top five and then go from there. And that's what it's all about for us. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, then, so what's actually going to be happening in Christchurch over the next 2 weeks, really, that the festival is running?
Yeah, well, we're just taking some time out right now to spend with you on our opening night. So it's a busy day ahead. We open here tonight with a film called I Am the River, The River Is Me. We're at the Hoyt Centex with our red carpet and all of our guests. And then we're here for 11 days. So not only are we here with our 66 films, we have our immersive projects as well. Now, immersive exhibition is across the city at a variety of venues. We try to keep as much of it as accessible and free. We have family-friendly opportunities at the Turanga Library. We're also at 231 High Street, which is also our information hub, where we have some more alternative immersive projects as well. We also have some projections around the streets. There's a lot of activity happening, and the screens, obviously, with Hoyts, with the wonderful Lumiere and Alice Cinema as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of activity there. We're really working closely with the city and aligning with the Lights Festival, also Matariki that the Arts Centre are doing, so that our international guests are coming in and mingling with the locals and really getting an opportunity to meet and enjoy Otatahi Christchurch as well.
Yeah, fantastic. You mentioned two great cinemas in town, and I think for such a small city that Christchurch is, it's got an amazing selection of cinemas. The Alice Cinema is a great place. I love the Lumieres as well. It's just they're fantastic. That's great. And then, so moving forward then with the festival, how do you see it evolving into the future?
So we're trying to establish the city and New Zealand, as well as Doc Edge, to be the leading Asia Pacific documentary film festival, as well as the marketplace. But it's not just documentary in a traditional sense, because we talk about documentary and people think that it's just about something that you watch on TV or in a cinema, but we're talking about immersive as well, which Rachel's mentioned. And a lot of people don't understand what immersive it means. Immersive is where you use virtual reality, augmented reality. You could be interactive installations that you can see, an opportunity to embrace and to be immersed into the story itself. We are the first dedicated immersive exhibition in the Asia Pacific region. And Christchurch has an opportunity to see the total of 28 immersive projects, and out of that, there are so many world premieres will never come back to New Zealand again. So this is an opportunity to go out there with the kids. The kids will love it. It's just an opportunity to try out technology. And we all know that, you know, everything in the world at the moment evolves around technology and opportunity for the kids to learn how storytelling can be made really exciting for them. So where we're going is we just want to make sure that New Zealand becomes a center and New Zealand becomes a must-be destination for international filmmakers, for international industry, for people to start coming to Christchurch to attend, to watch films that they won't see elsewhere. Because in terms of being a dedicated documentary film festival, we are the largest, the most established, and probably, I would say, the one with the most reputation in Australasia already. So we're hoping that in due course, that we will help tourism and business as well, because that's all about, people say, you know, creative, but isn't all about a lot of people just wanting to sit around and talk about the world. Actually, we're trying to stimulate business as well.
Yeah.
And it's all about business stimulation and also creating an artistic legacy.
Fantastic. So who created these immersive exhibitions?
There are three local projects that are having world premieres, which we're really excited about. Yeah. And this is the growth, I think, as well, is growth around local filmmakers being able to produce projects. We work really closely with the University of Canterbury Digital Screen, but also with UB and ARA students here as well. And, you know, it's really important to bring them in and to understand right from the ground how important a documentary is and what the difference between festival quality documentary versus a TV documentary or a TikTok documentary or all those different avenues as well. So we really involve those students in every opportunity across our programming. We are also a year-round business. So this is, so I suppose the festival is the ultimate end of everything and celebrating of all things documentary. But throughout the year, we are working with various people in industry and supporting their projects to the outcome of being able to be with festival. We have a schools program online all year round. So there are films that teachers can use and teaching into the classrooms as well. So, you know, every day we're talking and communicating with these filmmakers and supporting them to get that documentary, whether it's a short, a feature, a series, made and out there to see.
It's fair to say that we are the national documentary organisation. It's not just about a festival. Mm. It's about developing and supporting the documentary industry here, making sure that the filmmakers and potential filmmakers of the future find a way to create sustainable careers, because it can be very difficult, as we all know, you know, being an artist and but a creative trying to eke a living. And it's actually making sure that we as a country are connected internationally and that we create opportunities for filmmakers to upskill, to be able to continue to develop networks that allow them to tell their stories. So we work very closely with the likes of the New Zealand Film Commission, New Zealand Air, because we provide them with intel about industry worldwide and help to connect our filmmakers and the creative agencies like the two I mentioned with the world.
Yeah.
But I just wanted very quickly just to mention, if you don't mind, I think that it's, you asked me a question earlier about what drew us to Christchurch. I need to say that it is the people. And, you know, he tangata, he tangata, he tangata, it is the people, you know. And I think the people here have been very embracing. So what Rachel has mentioned with the University of Canterbury, we're very, very much in support of what they're trying to do, because they're trying to build the biggest digital screen campus in the Southern Hemisphere. And we're trying to build the biggest documentary center in Asia Pacific. The two combine really well together. And we're very fortunate. Mana Whenua have been incredibly supportive. And they see the opportunity as well. So, you know, I think, you know, if I always believe, people always laugh because whenever people say, oh, you know, what drives you? I just always go back to Field of Dreams with Kevin Bacon. And he says, you know, if you build it, they will come.
Yes,
and I truly believe it.
Yeah, Yeah, fantastic. So so just to round it out, just to remind us where people can get involved. So there's obviously showings throughout the city in Alice Cinema, Lumiere Cinema, and in the Hoyts X. There's a range of interactive exhibitions happening throughout the city too, which are family friendly, and they're open, I presume, during the days where you can go visit. So it'll be in the library. And sorry, what was the other space you mentioned?
Yes, so 231 High Street, which is a space where a lot of businesses and artists can do hot desking throughout the year, have given us part of that space. So there's going to be an exhibition there, but it's also our information hub.
Right.
So it's where you can come in and ask questions about films. You can get some tickets as well. It's actually also a place where our directors and filmmakers will hang out. So you may pop in and you might actually get to meet someone while they're chatting to us and things like that also. But the main places to be able to get tickets is our website, docedge.nz. That is where you can actually go in and you can get tickets across all the cinemas. You can buy for different ones because we do all our own ticketing. Also at the cinemas, we will also have our ticketing desks as well. We have an 0800 docedge phone number, which comes directly to our teams to be able to help with any questions as well. We have tickets at docedge.nz if you want to email us. But really, the website just has got everything there. You've got the opportunity to find out more about the films. There's trailers to watch. But again, as we said, if you're unable to decide what you want to watch, please come and see us at the Information Hub, and the team the team will tell you what their favourites are quietly.
Yes. All right, well then I'm going to put you on the spot. Of all the documentary films made over time, which would you say is your favourite? And I know that's a very difficult one to say, but what's one that's really stuck with you over the years mostly as a it might not have been something you've been personally involved in, but just that was like the first documentary you ever saw or something like that. What would you? I know it's a tough question.
It is a tough question because I don't think that I have a particular favorite. But the reason why I got into documentary was a film that was made by a docedge superhero. So we have an award for a superhero, someone or an organization or something that's really made a difference in the world. And for me, there was a film that was made by our docedge superhero, which is Annie Goldson. And it was a film that she did many years ago called Punitive Damages. I was at university when I watched that, and I watched that and I thought to myself, oh my goodness, this is so powerful. It's about the murder of a young man in East Timor and the work that was being done to be able to uncover and to be able to bring justice to his family. And I was so moved by that the next thing I know, I was like, you know, thinking to myself, oh, I need to go and support documentary. Oh, I need to do all these about documentary. So, yeah, that would be the film that I would say.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because every year there's another one that's just that challenges you, sparks that conversation and keeps in your mind. And I think, you know, we talked very earlier about 20 Days in Mariupol, which last year was a confronting documentary, but something that really needed to be told, that needed to be seen. And I think also for me, just the understanding of where journalism is now crossing over with filmmaking and the journalists and the position they put themselves in to actually get these stories across to us. You know, it's a career that is actually putting yourself on the front line now to be able to get these stories. And I think 20 Days in Mariupol deserved best documentary. And I think, you know, if you still can have the opportunity to see it, please do.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you very much for your time. I wish you the best of luck with the festival, and I hope tonight goes well. I know you've got a very busy day ahead of you. So thank you so much for joining me here at Plains FM.
It was our pleasure. Thank you.
We hope to see everybody at the red carpet world premieres.
You've been listening to a Plains FM featured interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.